guys, and welcome to Concentrated Podcast Presents Heralds of the MCU. I'm Maria, and I am joined by my two co-hosts, Eric.
Yeah, we're here. Whatever. Go.
Oh, and the lovely Manera. Oh, okay. So that's the spice where I thought we were going to keep the spice to that beautiful little market in the episode and not here with your bullshit. Anyway, guys, we are here to review, well, to talk about, not necessarily review. I think we'll do a full review once the season is done. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk about episode 5 called Time and Again from the Disney Plus series Ms. Marvel. So, you know what, guys, I do this every time. I want some first impressions. Since Eric is all like, yeah, let's just go. Manera, I want to hear your first impression of this episode first.
I loved it. Shocker. No, it was what we thought it was going to be. I have some quips, but for the most part, I enjoyed myself immensely. I love a time loop. If you guys don't know about me, I love a time loop, especially if it is a like love time loop. Somebody dies and the person that loves them goes back just so that they can try and save them again. Loop, loop, loop. Yeah. Love that shit. Eat that shit up. So I was excited. And it was everything I wanted it to be.
So were you actually excited about this time loop, or is this just your way to like get at your fiance who struggles with anything time travel related?
He hasn't watched it yet, and we were just speaking off air we started doing this, and he was like, how was it? And I was like, it's great. And he's like, I haven't watched it yet. I was like, So I think you'll like it. It's not as timey-wimey as Doctor Who. It's a little less timey-wimey as Misfits, but it's still timey-wimey, time loop. It was you who did the thing that you've been told about your whole entire life. I like that.
All right, cool. What about you, Eric?
Yeah, no, I was into it. It essentially was pretty much everything that I predicted a couple episodes ago. I knew it would have something of a flashback episode. And the moment that, you know, Kamala went back in time, I figured, you know, she would be the catalyst to set everything off in a, you know, time is cyclical or time is a flat circle type of way.
Here's the only thing.
I got everything that I was expecting.
Here's the only thing that threw me off though with the time loop. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's okay. Like most things will tell you that two versions of the same thing cannot be in the same space at the same time. Mm-hmm. But her nanny had the bracelet as a baby holding it, and she had her bracelet. And they both seem like there didn't seem to be an issue. And it was almost unspoken that like, oh, it's the same bracelet, which is why, you know, Kamala didn't try to take the bracelet from her or anything like that.
Right.
So I guess I'm a little confused. Like, is time working differently here in that regard? Or, well, I guess Marvel's done that before because we had the Infinity Stones in the same place. So I guess it's okay. But that was just weird to me.
And then they were returned, but these were never taken out of their actual spot, but they were returned because Kamala went back to where she was supposed to be and Nani stayed where she was. So her bangle never really left.
So, okay. Yeah. I guess
I was okay with it. I was okay with it because again, well, no, she did use her bangle. Cause I was going to say she never used her bangle, but she did use her bangle. I was still okay with it. The cute little baby stopped crying, so, and she was jumping on those little stars. I was fine with it. I was okay. I shouldn't have been, but I was okay with it.
Well, I think also that, you know, I don't think the stars were caused by Kamala. I think her grandmother created the stars.
Yep, that's what I think too.
Yeah, they haven't said it, but I'm assuming both her grandmother and her mother have some type of latent power as well.
But Kamala did use her power, like, to
create
the first one.
And I'm assuming her grandmother kind of, like, mimicked the power because she was holding the bangle at the same time.
No, but it broke. The bangle, like, the little thing.
Yeah, but her powers never dissipate like that. Like, I think the grandmother also was moving them.
Are you watching it right now?
It's in the background, but it's not anywhere near that scene. Yeah, like I said,
yeah, because the grandmother normally they has just clearly disappear come in contact or they with break.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the mother is the only one who hasn't put on the bangle. So if she's never had any issues with powers, it's because she's never put the bangle on or really held it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a two-part thing. Like, she started it and her grandmother kept it moving to, you know, lead to the father.
Now, here's the thing. So our understanding, I want to make sure we're all on the same page, you know, because obviously she ends up basically seeing the secrets of her lineage and understanding how she got to where she is. We're assuming that when we start the episode and her great-grandmother is being chased. Also, whoever the actress is, she is drop-dead gorgeous, but I digress.
She is Priyanka Chopra, Jonas's arch nemesis. And I love that because I don't like her.
Really?
Uh-huh. She is, oh. No, she's stunning.
Yeah, she is, wow. But so when she's running, we're assuming this is after the temple that we saw in the previous flashback when we were first introduced to the other djinn, that she told them to go and that she would do ... and then take off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, she would hide the bangle and then come back for them.
Yeah.
And then she never did.
She found clearly, a hot man.
Yeah, I say clearly 5 or 6 years pass. And then they mm-hmm. finally come for them that one night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was a sweet, kind, considerate
mm-hmm.
hottie. Mm-hmm. I can understand. I can completely mm-hmm. understand why she didn't go looking for them to mm-hmm. go back to somewhere that they were banished from.
No.
Like, I think that was crazy. But, like, their love story, I thought it was really well done in a very short, like, it's a short episode, and even with three-fourths of the episode being kind of this flashback, mm-hmm. the love story wasn't three-fourths, right? Like, we only got I feel like they did it very quickly, and very quickly you understood the sacrifice that she was willing to make and how much she loved him and her mm-hmm. daughter and how she was not trying to go back on the other side of the veil.
No.
And I thought that was very, very well done. Plus, I really did also like the fact that they took a minute to, again, highlight how fucked up the partition was to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little newscaster announcement version of, you know, a condensed version of what England did to India both reminds you, like, hey, this happened in a lot of people's lifetime. Like, there are still people alive mm-hmm. that experienced this. Mm-hmm. And also, colonialism is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Wee.
All right, so we find out more about Kamala's
also,
family.
I always assumed that Priyanka Chopra Jonas's arch nemesis was Frida Pinto, who, you know, if one doesn't get the role, the other one does.
Nope, you would be wrong.
And
it's honestly, this beautiful woman.
Frida Pinto is a better actress than Priyanka Chopra.
Everyone's
wow. Yeah, you're just going to sit here and just throw them shots.
I mean, have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
She can get it every day. She knows.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, I want to say that you are, but you're not.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Here was the other thing, too, that I really liked, kind of going back to the family. Just the general idea that you really did get that reconciliation of, yeah. you know, her mom and her grandmother, and even her and her mom, once her mom kind of understands what's been going on.
I will say they have painted her mother as stern, but if you give her all the facts, she's understanding. And mm-hmm. I like that. I mm-hmm. like that because she feels like an actual person and an actual mother. That if you weren't hiding, if you just gave me the facts, then yeah, I'd let you do this, or we'd talk about it and we'd come to a compromise. So yeah, no, I really like the way that they are doing these people as actual people.
I feel like especially after the last episode where she had that little heart to heart with her mother and she explained, you know, all of the issues she had growing up with her mother, you know, kind of being in her own little fantasy world and everyone thinking that she was crazy and her trying to just, you know, trying to be in society. Mm-hmm. So like now it kind of makes a little bit more sense as, you know, for their family, you know, all the things that are going on with Kamala, and like both her mother is right, but also her grandmother is also right. And now they're mm-hmm. all kind of all on the same page.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me with this relationship, with the relationship with all three of these women, is that we're breaking stereotypes, right? Mm-hmm. Like yeah. immigrant mothers have this stereotype. And I really like the way that the showrunner did this, because you thought you were going to get a little bit of the stereotype, like in the first episode. Mm-hmm. When you see how she's like fiercely defending Kamala, even though Kamala clearly can't fucking drive. But then mm-hmm. like her rules seem very unreasonable, and you know, you could have easily mistaken her parenting to like her forcing her to be less American. Mm-hmm. And that was never the case, right? No. And so I think that of all of the characters so far, her evolution throughout the season I've enjoyed the most, because like I said, it breaks that stereotype that you have of what an immigrant mom is supposed to be.
Yeah. I also like that like Bruno saw that in her mother, because remember in the first one, Bruno was like, hey, here's a weird idea. Maybe just tell your mom you want to go. Maybe just tell mm-hmm. your mom why you want to go to this so badly. Mm-hmm. I feel like mm-hmm. she'll let you go if you just tell her what's up.
Well, he also has a different relationship with her parents than she does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he's the lovable little white boy that's always at their house.
I love his relationship with the dad. Those little scenes they're just really nice.
Yeah. No, after watching this episode especially, like, it sounds fucked up, but I like the changes that they've made to her origin story, because in the comics, it's just about her being an Inhuman and, you know, and Cameron being an Inhuman. Taking out the Inhuman angle makes this story more about Kamala and her family and the generations. Like, you go from it just being about Kamala to it being about four generations of women in the same family. Mm-hmm. It works way better than just saying, oh, she was out at a party and disobeyed her parents and was, you know, got caught in the Terrigen Mist Blast. Mm-hmm. This works better, and it makes way more sense, and it's more culturally relevant.
And it makes her a person.
Yeah, it makes her a person, and it also gives some agency to her whole family. Mm-hmm. Because in the comic, her family is very much on display, but at the same time, like, it's still just about Kamala, and you have her family popping in from time to time. Like, I feel like without the emphasis on her family and her mother and grandmother and great-grandmother, like, it wouldn't work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making you care about these people. Mm-hmm. And I really do like that, because far too often, especially when you're getting into kind of like the origin material for any superhero, how often do you actually not care? You know what I mean? Like, if it's not right. if it's not a character that you actually care about because you know all of the knowledge from the comics or what have you, or however you were exposed, you'll get this movie or you'll get this show where they'll introduce this character and you're like, I don't care. Like, get to the fight scenes or get to this or get to that. And I think that the way that they've handled this.
Are you talking about Hawkeye and his whole entire family?
I mean, most of the time I couldn't care about Hawkeye's family. I cared more
about that's fair. I never gave a shit about his family. Not even the cute little one that you were like, oh, but he's so cute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out the way, kid. I don't care. His know-it-all daughter. Like, I don't care about his family.
If you were as good as Kate, you'd be Hawkeye.
Facts. What kind of a disappointment is she? All right? Yeah, you want to talk about some generation shit? He got a better daughter.
She fucking snapped, guys. Get the fuck out of here. She's trying to, you know, rebuild her... that child youth that she didn't have, because she snapped away. She snapped a fucking way. Kate didn't snap away.
Man, she's fine. Whatever.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Just saying, his adopted daughter is better. That's all.
Wow. And
sometimes you just got to upgrade your kids.
I was like, also, if she wouldn't have snapped, his adopted his actual daughter would be about the same age as Kate.
Yeah. So she snapped away. Yeah. She didn't get the learnings that Kate learned.
Well, she wasn't even trying.
She got five extra years to start over.
Even
I'm just saying, when she got back, what was she worried about? Oh, let's go see a show, Dad. Let's do this. Not, hey, Dad, teach me how to be a badass.
Her part. Well, he was helping her shoot a bow at the beginning of Endgame, and then she was like,
and she snapped away.
Listen, all I'm saying is I care about the cons. I do not care about Hawkeye's family.
That's fair. I mean, you know, neither do I, except for that cute little one. But that's it.
That's just because you got baby fever.
I do have baby fever.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, because like even on that show, they did a better job of making me care about Kate and her mom's relationship mm-hmm. than I ever cared about Hawkeye, his wife. Ooh, she was part of S.H.I.E.L.D. Who fucking cares? Like, no one cared. No one cared. Tell the truth, Maneer. Did you care? You're laughing.
No, I like Linda Cardellini, but no, I didn't care.
I cared mostly because I like Linda Cardellini, but Linda Cardellini is not my Mockingbird. Like Mockingbird, we had on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and now she's on the Orville, and she was way better. Like they should have brought her onto the series because A, she's like 6 feet tall and she's actually physically intimidating. Linda Cardellini is like 5'2". I don't buy her as a super spy.
Well, we are not doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Papa Feige doesn't care about that right now. I mean,
but there were some good characters on that show. Just saying.
Papa Feige doesn't care about it, okay?
Mockingbird is basically like equivalent to a widow. So like, mm-hmm. I want another one of those.
Papa Feige said, you'll get what you get and you don't get upset. We're in phase four. Thank you.
Whatever. Anyway, back to the family we do care about, which is the cons. Let's talk about the veil because... apparently stabbing the bracelet started the time loop, but when she pops back, the veil is open. And, you know, I think I was a little surprised because I didn't think we'd get rid of the djinn that quickly. And honestly, we didn't even get rid of all of them. We only got rid of two. But one of those two was kind of the leader, and I was surprised by that.
Well, that was my biggest grit. That was my biggest grit.
The other ones died in the last episode.
Yeah, that was my biggest grit.
Was it just them two left? Because I still thought there was a couple of the guys. Mm-hmm.
It was just those two.
It was just them two.
Oh. Yeah. We got rid of the big bad so fast. Like, it was, you know, grand opening, very grand closing. Like, they're gone. So who is the big bad?
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be a mixture of Cameron and damage control.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely think it's the white man, but.
Because what's her name? Sacrifices herself and pushes her powers to Cameron. And now he doesn't know how to control them. Like, I don't know that
would make him a bad guy.
No, but I feel like one. Don't you can't kill his character. To you know, you could save him and bring him back in another season because again, he does continue in the comics. Much
who's
like
killing him. How did we get to killing him?
Because that's like thankfully they don't do that much in the Marvel universe because they like to save villains. But you know, clearly he has a similar power set now to Kamala. But
do
I have a feeling like they're gonna try to get him under control and take him to the raft.
Oh, you see him being taken by damage control.
Yes. And I think he's going to kind of
taken by damage
lose control.
Okay, I'm not sure because here is the thing. In the comics, I do know that they are sometimes like partners. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he did some fucked up shit, then he realizes it was wrong, and mm-hmm. then he kind of comes to the good side, right? And I'm wondering if that was the arc that they basically already showed us for him, so now he mm-hmm. is good and has his mom's powers, mm-hmm. or if Kamala's gonna have to break it to him that his mom is dead and that he's gonna blame her, and then they're gonna have a big old djinn power fight.
Yeah, because he doesn't know that the rest of the clandestines are dead.
I don't know that I like that. I don't know that.
But that makes. But see, here's the thing. That makes more logical sense to me than ending the season on a cliffhanger of damage control taking him and waiting for next season to see if Kamala saves him. It makes more sense to me that they have it out and then damage control arrest him and he ends up on the raft. And then there's a new villain next season.
Yeah, no, it makes way more sense of them being that there being a new villain, like not dragging this story out. Because essentially the main story is about, you know, Kamala learning how to use her powers and becoming sort of, you know, a young Avenger. And again, we have all the characters we need for young Avengers now. But I feel like I'm worried because we see a hint of Cameron's powers and they're basically the same thing as Kamala's. And I don't want it to be a typical Marvel, like, same power versus same power ending that we get a lot of times.
But Eric, like, do you see that? Because I just don't see it being a situation where Kamala comes back from Pakistan. He's hiding out with Bruno, whose thrift store or a convenience store was blown up.
Convenience store and home. That's his home, right, guys.
Right.
We did also get some background on Bruno, that his parents are gone and he lives with his grandmother. So I'm assuming maybe his grandparents own the shop.
Did they die in the blast? Owned.
I don't know. Maybe maybe he's emancipated because his parents are gone.
Yeah, because I don't never see no people.
Yeah, he's I never see anybody else running the shop. Yeah, I don't know.
Which leads to a ton of questions, because if he's the only one running the shop, when does he have time to do inventory? When are these deliveries coming in? Because he's also in school. Like, there's... Yep.
Maybe he has somebody that works, like, during the day and he just works at night.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But either way, that shop's gone, so I hope he had insurance on that bitch.
So, Bruno, maybe now is the best time to go to Caltech?
Yeah, maybe there's nothing else holding you in New Jersey right now. Your shop got blown up. Although, I believe it gets blown up in the comic once and they rebuild, but, you know, it's Jersey City. You're going to get another bodega right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's got to be one or the other. Because I don't see them introducing a new bad the last episode of the season. That doesn't make any sense.
I feel like we're going to get... it's going to be a small time jump, maybe a week of, you know, Bruno and Cameron on the run. And then, you know, because Kamala has to come back from Pakistan and she has to design her outfit. And I'm hoping, you know, my prediction of her and Nakia kind of burying the hatchet, because they're still kind of at odds from when she left, and her helping her design her outfit, because she also got the red sash from what's the name, from the Red Daggers. So that's kind of the last.
I hope he comes back.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling we'll see him again.
He's got charges in the States, so it's going to be a minute.
Yeah. No, I feel like he's going to get a new identity.
He said it. He didn't say that. I know.
Yeah. He's going to get a new identity and pop over to the States and, you know, come in and be a foreign exchange student. But, yeah.
I'd like him with Nani, to be honest.
We need.
Watching over Nani.
I have a feeling she might die. Say that because she when she's like when they're going through the photo album and she's like, you know, she finally found her purpose and all those things, like it's very final, you know, like a Moana, like, oh, I've done everything I need to do and now I'm gonna turn into a stinger.
Not here for
another deceased grandma.
No,
just saying.
Another fun deceased grandma, because fuck you, Eric. You're the worst.
Also, I am happy that that Bruno and Cameron got to spend some time, and like he wasn't being a dick. He legitimately thought his name was Brian.
I don't want him to turn bad, but I feel like I don't see another logical conclusion.
No, I think it's going to be a mixture of emotion of him finding out that his mom is gone, because Bruno tries to break it to him where he's like, you know, hey, your mom left you. She abandoned you. And, you know, when he A, finds out that she is dead, and B, really finds out that she, you know, left him on purpose, he's going to kind of go off a bit.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get, I feel like he's going to get apprehended by damage control, but it's not going to be pretty. And he's going to still, he's going to go away pissed.
All right. But here's the thing. The veil opened up and basically did to those two clandestines what that white man did to my ribs at our cookout. y'all.
Bones cut that out. Cut that
y'all,
out, please.
Real quick, we were at a cookout and our friend allowed a guest to work the grill. And good old Jasper over there literally turned our ribs. I don't know what the fuck that white man's name was. But what I do know is that he turned them fucking ribs into them clandestine bitches when they tried to go into the veil. And then y'all, oh my goodness, had the nerve to blame the seasoning. Talking about, it's something on there. They season these with something and it's causing a burn. Yeah, motherfucker, seasoning, because you season ribs before you put them on a grill. I digress. That's what happened to my ribs, and that's what them clandestines look like. So what the fuck? Why were they not able to walk into the veil?
Well, she told them.
Exiled.
Well, a little bit of that, but also like they said it wouldn't work out the way that they planned.
That's it, though? Yeah. That's the whole fucking explanation?
Yeah, they shouldn't have tried. They said that, you know, they wouldn't have worked out without both. A, they didn't have both bangles, and B, it wouldn't work the way that they planned. They still don't have both. And I feel like the second bangle thing is not going to get answered this season.
Do you know about the second
bangle? No, because in the comic she doesn't have the bangles.
No, but the bangles essentially are the quantum bands from Captain Marvel and a bunch of other older classic comics. Like, it was the way for Captain Marvel to basically channel his powers and become Captain Marvel. It's, you know, Mar-Vell.
So that means that at some point you think that the second band has to come.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, here's my predictions for the final episode. They're going to wrap everything up with Cameron and her getting her powers and her suit and everything. Wrap that up in the first 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be basically a tie-in to the Marvels. I feel like we're either going to get what's her name, Tiana Parrish as Blue Marvel or Photon, or we're going to get full on Brie Larson as Captain Marvel popping in. You know, she's also going to, you know, finally establish the name as Miss Marvel. So we're going to get one of those two because this has to lead into the Marvels.
What if
and
we
I feel like. I feel like we're going to, you know, one of them is going to show up because they know the energy signature because it's the same energy signature that they put out.
What if we don't?
I don't think that they would, like, they're not going to waste the chance to throw that in there. And we already know that she is, both of them are in the Marvels. It's the main reason It's called that now. But if you listen to the internet, you know, they've already canceled Miss Marvel because no one likes it, even though it's super highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
I read one of those.
White people don't like it.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I read one of those clickbait articles that Marvel's already canceled Miss Marvel.
Gatekeeping, racist-ass fanboy white people. I'm getting real specific because it's not all white people. It's those motherfuckers. Always the loudest bitchers in the room.
Yep.
It's so good. If you don't want it, I'll take it. Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure that Disney will bring it back. It is rated too well for it to go away. And although the voices of color are not the loudest voices, the voices of color are speaking up and saying it's a great show. Mm-hmm. So... I think they knew who their audience was, and their audience for this are enjoying it. So
I was going to say, even right now, it's actually gone up in score since the last time we mentioned it. It is now 98% average tomato meter and 81% audience score.
Mm. How do you have to click it or something? How do you rate it?
Typically it's an aggregate of online reviews.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in comparison, Moon Knight is only 86% average tomato meter, but it is 91% audience score. So it has a higher audience score, but like review wise, Moon Knight is not as well received as Ms. Marvel.
Listen, all I know is that they've got to wrap this stuff up because I'm curious. And Eric, you're saying a tie-in to the Marvels.
Well, the Marvels,
here's my
question.
The Marvels. Now I'm calling them the Marvels. Like, wasn't there an old group that was called the Marvels back in the day? I don't know anything by them. I just remember the name of the group, and it was a trio of women.
Are you playing off of Nick Fury? That's one of the things that Nick Fury said when he was talking to Ms. Marvel and
he
Captain Marvel.
He did say that. Yep, I remember that. Okay. Well, no, what I was going to ask, though, is with Thor Love and Thunder dropping tomorrow, are we sure that the last episode isn't going to be something that's tied into the movie that we're going to see tomorrow? Because I just think it's kind of interesting that the movie drops the week before the final episode of the current Marvel show. Like, wouldn't that be a missed opportunity?
Well, no, because, I mean, like, nothing from Ms. Marvel or the Marvels really ties into anything Thor-wise. Like, the only thing that we've seen, you know, similar is the fact that we got, we got the mention of New Asgard in the first episode at Avengers Con.
So that's a thing that everyone knows about and can go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even right now, like, the official logo for the Marvels is literally the Captain Marvel font with the S from Kamala's uniform. It's the S from her uniform and the logo over the A from Photon's uniform.
So everyone's there. Everyone's accounted for.
Yeah. And, you know, they're all confirmed. It's not even like a rumor at this point. Like, they're all confirmed to be in the film.
No, I wasn't saying it as a rumor. I was saying, like, everyone's accounted for in the title. Like,
yeah.
The title makes up everyone.
Yep.
I like that. Equal billing, ladies. Equal billing.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the movie's already done principal photography. They finished in May, and I'm sure they'll have some reshoots and things like that going on over the year, but it's still on schedule to hit theaters next July.
So that'll be the next movie that we're excited to see next year. Fingers crossed, hopefully.
Well, I was going to say, we still got Thor Love and Thunder, and then we have Black Panther in November.
No. I mean, like, we're excited to see Thor, Love and Thunder now, July. So next year, July, that'll be the movie that we're excited to see.
Yeah. It's supposed to hit theaters July 28th. But that's also, you know, supposed to bring back Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, Monica Rambeau, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Shield again. But also... many of the people from Ms. Marvel, the show, are going to be in the movie.
Babe, mm-hmm. Who's Nick Shield?
Did I say Nick Shield? I meant Nick Fury of Shield, but...
I loved it. I was like, Nick Shield? Who's he?
He sounds interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, apparently her parents are confirmed to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, fun.
And her brother.
Is his lovely wife there?
Not sure, but we also have Zawe Ashton, who apparently is the villain. We don't know what villain she's playing. And we have Park Se-jun, who is an unconfirmed character, but he is in the movie. He is a Korean actor.
With his cute ass. Anywho.
From All right. Parasite.
All right. Well,
yeah, that's my prediction for the finale. I feel like it works, especially for something like this, where we know it's going to be a second season and it's going to be leading into something else. It's not like Moon Knight, where we don't know the fate of it, even though it was supposed to be a miniseries, but now it seems like we're going to get another season at some point, just the way that they ended it. Or at least we'll definitely see the character again.
Yeah, I was. I always thought we'd see the character again. I wasn't expecting. I mean, they could do a second season, but why? We know the three personalities are there. Let's just go. Let's go fuck some shit up and keep moving.
Yeah, I would like to see him again pop up in something like Blade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping for. All right. So we've got three different theories on the table. I'm positive.
Thankfully, have not been spoiled on Thor yet. So tomorrow, I will completely cut off access from the internet because I don't want to be spoiled like I was for Doctor Strange.
Oh, I'm cutting it off as soon as we finish recording. There will be nothing else online. I will be watching. I'll find documentaries to watch the rest of the
evening. Yeah, so I'm more worried about
these motherfuckers.
I'm worried about people in Europe and Asia who get to see it, you know, 12 to 14 hours before we do, and we'll post all the spoils by the morning when we wake up.
Not me, baby. I'm in them streets, those internet streets.
You're gonna be looking for spoilers because
I'm not looking for spoilers. I'm not looking for spoilers.
She's a fucking liar.
I'm not looking for spoilers. But I'm not cutting myself off. I'm not cutting myself off.
You're walking down the streets like lifting up trash can lids. Like, is there a spoiler in here? I'm not looking for it. I was looking for trash. But is there spoilers in here?
Thor, are you there?
There's a little black boy, and I want to know why he was in the why he was standing in front of the Thor Love and Thunder situation with Taika Waititi and all them. I want to know that situation. I'm not looking for
that
it.
That might be his adopted son, for all you know.
I'll say you'll find out tomorrow at 8 o'clock, like the rest of us.
Right,
it's 9, baby. It's 9.
But you'll find out when all of us do.
Facts on facts.
Stay
on
out
facts.
These streets.
She won't though.
No.
Go read a book.
She's gonna know the whole fucking movie by the time we meet up tomorrow.
You can't fucking tell me what to do.
Just go read a book or something. Because by the time the movie is over, you'll be like, oh, well, I read that earlier in the day. I knew that. Be surprised. Allow yourself to be surprised.
Stop
it. This is the same woman who threatened to murder several of us because we wouldn't tell her what her fiance was doing for her birthday. And she meant it. I had people calling me legitimately scared that Manera was going to kill them.
Because I would.
For not ruining a surprise. We know, bitch, we know. So don't sit here and act like you're not going to, like Eric said.
I will die for my principles. I'm not going to tell nobody shit.
I would die for my
Yep, that's me. That's me dying for my principles. I don't care how goofy I sound.
I don't care how goofy I sound.
I'm not going to be the one to spoil things. I'm not Manera. I'm not a spoiler.
No. In fairness, she doesn't spoil it for other people unless they ask. She will just not allow her. She refuses to allow herself to be surprised. She will spoil the fuck out of herself. Be sad she spoiled herself, but then continue to do it anyway. It's a disease. You need help. Right. You need help. This should really be rule number one in the Manera Book of Rules. Before I do what I want, it should be I spoil myself because I can. Like, that's like always rule number one for her.
I also enjoyed them bringing back the same drones from Spider-Man Far From Home.
And okay, I thought they were. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because remember, they seized the technology from Stark after the events of...
That's right.
So now they use them.
I didn't spoil myself on Eternals because I didn't know the ending about Blade's voice. So,
That's because the internet was already making shit up because they apparently hate the Eternals because they're a group of, you know, of women and people of color. So they were like, nobody spoiled it. We're not even going to go see it.
I thought it was fantastic.
I'm going to go watch it tonight again. I love that fucking movie.
I do. I really love that movie. So
I hear constantly when everyone mentions like Miss Marvel is like, oh, at least it's better than the Eternals.
I mean, I've watched Miss Marvel. I've watched Captain Marvel more than I've watched Doctor Strange. I've watched Captain Marvel at least 7 times.
And you know, the internet needs to find a reason to hate things. And usually it's because it's women or people of color. So those are the ones that they'll hate the most.
Because I want her and I want the love story that we didn't get.
All right. On that note, guys, clearly we've got a lot of thoughts about everything Marvel. But for now, you've heard our theories for the last episode of this season. We don't know what's going to go on with Thor tomorrow, but I'm sure Manira will before I even make my first cup of coffee. So, you know, y'all want to get spoilers from Manira, go ahead and you can DM us and I'm sure she will spoil it for you.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't share my spoilers. My spoilers are just for me.
Gotcha. Well, guys, if you've got some ideas on what might happen next week or anything else, you can definitely reach out to us. You can do that through our email address, which is concentratedpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can message us on Facebook, which is Concentrated Podcast is our page. And you can also follow us on Twitter or Instagram for episode drops, updates, or just general shenanigans. Our handle on both is @concentratedpod. Also, if you listen to our normal Concentrated Podcast and you've already heard this week's episode, Hilton finally dropped the damn itinerary for the panels at BlurredCon. So do yourself a favor. Go, if you're going to BlurredCon, go check them out. Like the rest of us who had to wait for, you know, the day before we check in at the hotel to get them. But they are up and public. And if you will be at BlurredCon, definitely come find us. We will all be
there. No.
It's only in the Facebook group.
It's only in the Facebook group. The website has still not been updated.
Oh my God.
I believe the Facebook group is public to read. So, I mean, you can always go there, but yeah.
I don't think it is.
Instead of, you know, updating the website where all people should go, because people are still going there to buy tickets. I literally bought my tickets today.
Yeah, I'm buying mine in a little bit.
Yeah, maybe have your listings of what's going on the website. All right, and not guys, just we'll in a downloadable PDF.
We'll do you a solid and we will post the downloadable PDF on our socials so that if you cannot get into the BlurCon group, you can get them. Because I do not think that everybody can see them.
Out of the con. Now we're definitely going to get kicked out. They're going to stop us at the door now.
Well, yeah, y'all can come and see our fuckery until we do. So with that, guys, we'll talk to you either at BlurCon or next week. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Excelsior.